Well, hello and welcome to Cloverdale Baptist Podcast. We're delighted that you have joined us for this. It is almost into 2023, which is always an exciting time. I am one of those who loves to look back and praise God for what he's done and look forward with passion to serve him in the coming year. Now, I hope that Jesus returns this year, and we should look forward to that and anticipate it and look around for what is going on so that we can align our lives with his word and live on mission for him. And as we do that, we should prepare for a year of service to him, a year of unified delight in him as a congregation. And so I want to take a few moments with you on this special week to say, as we look back, let's praise God for what he's done. He has done such amazing things through Cloverdale Baptist Church, through people like us, maybe even through us, that we should take the time to just go, wow, what a God, what an amazing God that he would use people like us. And then to look forward and say, I want to serve him with passion. I want to realign my life and make a New Year's resolution, at least one, where I will use my resources, my time, my treasures, and my talents, not my resources, God's resources, to be stewarded for his kingdom, for his glory. I'll value the bride of Christ as he does. What a time for us to realign our lives for him. And so we just want to take a moment to praise. And then I hope a moment to ignite your passion to serve your king, to live life in his presence for his glory, and to do that in a way that unifies us and causes us to continue to have a massive impact around the world. I want to start with praise, and I just want to walk through some things. I think you're aware of these. We've talked about them sometimes, even on this podcast, but the way God has used Cloverdale Baptist Church sometimes blows my mind in terms of the worldwide impact it has had. A number of years ago, I think it was in the 80s, the dream of one of our parishioners, just a normal guy, in fact, he's a carpenter, wanted to start some sort of outreach event that would impact the community. And so he dreamed of this event, tried to sell it to the elders. There was some negativity, sold it to the church. Again, there was a little bit of buy-in, and it was called, or became to be called, High Power Soccer Camp. This grew, and we had a pastor on staff who kind of took it and really built around it some excellent tools to make it easy and evangelistic. And we used it for a number of years here at Cloverdale Baptist Church, and it impacted hundreds of children, and that was amazing, and it reached families, and that was amazing. But when you offer things to God, even things from normal people like us, God sometimes chooses to take those and explode their impact. It's my understanding, the last I heard, that because this ministry that was dreamed of and developed at Cloverdale Baptist Church, because of this ministry, over 2 million children around the world have heard the gospel and been a part of High Power Soccer Camp. Does that not just blow your mind a little? Praise God. I love also remembering the start of a ministry that is called Global Children's Network. I remember the first meeting between Paul Weemy, one of our elders, and Jack Agar, a man who is a lover of God and has had an impact. I've taught with him at Missions Fest and other places. And they were talking about what they could do, kind of this global ministry where the Great Commission could impact churches and where there would be this unifying of pastors and families and children and discipleship would occur. And in that small meeting in our church, I was invited in and we became the board, Paul and myself and Jack, of Global Children's Network, eventually is what we called it. And it began, and this dream, now 5-6 years old, is literally in 10,000 churches. Did you hear that number? 10,000 churches around the world. 1 million children, almost. I just looked at our latest statistics, and I think it was something like 955,000 children in the club ministries of this. And again, mind-blowing when we start to understand that 52 countries now are running what we call Malachi Kids, from something that was started as a dream, really, between one of our elders, Cloverdale Baptist Church, and another man, and then me as one who represents you, involved really on the ground floor. And God has used this to reach, I think, when you start to think of the impact, just again, I'm sure over 1 million people for the gospel and the glory of God. High Power Soccer Camp, wow, praise God. Global Children's Network, Malachi Kids, wow, praise God. And then if you think in terms of our missions program and with Lori and I going and having the privilege of teaching persecuted Christians, persecuted house church leaders, the gospel and have an opportunity to do that, to think of the impact that that has had over the years, far before my time, the elders and church took on missionary, Tony. You've heard from him on these podcasts, and Tony had this passion to reach those in these persecuted countries and eventually became, well, Trans World Radio, and then eventually became conferences, and those conferences have impacted hundreds. Those hundreds have impacted thousands, and those thousands have impacted even more. I love when I hear friends of mine, people that I've had the privilege of teaching, and them sharing how God has used the conference to bring them to Christ and then to use them to be a part of the church in a persecuted country, in Iran, and then to have them not only be a part of that church, but to be church leaders and lead others to Jesus and use them in prison and other places because of Cloverdale Baptist Church. And I say, and not just this, missions all around the world, but this one particularly close to my heart, especially now as I prayerfully prepare to go, wow, we don't deserve to be used to help these precious people. We don't deserve to be used in terms of the giftings we have. Our weakness is so strong, yet His power so much stronger. And when I think of what God has done in Iran through Cloverdale Baptist Church, I just say, wow. And you think again, praise God. High Power Soccer Camp, Global Children's Network, Missions Conference through Trans World Radio, programs that train pastors and church leaders in other countries, and they impact others and stand firm with the gospel. And then I think even of the way God has chosen to use this church to be firm on the Word of God in the midst of a time when people are adding to the Word and taking away from it, a time when people are politically engaging, and Cloverdale Baptist Church has not only stood firm, but here's the amazing thing, and sometimes maybe you don't hear about this, we're helping other churches to stand firm. When God's Word and culture collide, we have stood firm in our past. Praise God. When people are seeking to add to the Word of God and add passions and politics to what God teaches, we have stood firm. Praise God. Oh, I think when you look at these four areas, you could clearly say it's amazing. And maybe even when I was sharing this with one of our elders, he said, make sure when you share this with the congregation, we don't rest on our laurels or just think about the past. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. But as we think about the past, let's say this. Praise God. Praise God for the impact and influence of a church that began almost 100 years ago, so small. It's in this little community that's had its own struggles and foibles as it's moved forward, its own weaknesses. And yet, because of the faithfulness of the people of God, because of the power of the Spirit of God, this world has been changed by this congregation, and that is amazing. And I say, I praise God for Cloverdale Baptist Church. Praise God. And as we look towards 2023, not just looking back, but now forward, I say, will you help us to carry forward this legacy, to be those who live on mission for God? Not only to say, praise you, God, for what you have done, but to say with passion, use us as we move forward. I long to be one who has a continued massive impact for the gospel, not only in our community, although I long for that, but globally, to see families restored, marriages honoring God by a Christ-like love and a willingness to model the church in submission, to see children obeying and following God and being reached. And we want to be that kind of church, not only in our past, but also in our future. And so this is my invitation for you as we enter 2023, not only to be someone who says, God, I praise you for this church and what you have done through her, but also that says with passion, oh God, take me and use me for a future that will accomplish incredible things. Here's my encouragement for you. And in the next few minutes, what I would like to do is tell you my dream for 2023. As we look at who we are and who we could be, I would like to see us engaging for maximum impact in 2023 and beyond. Engaging for maximum impact. What do I mean by that? And this is the commitment I'm looking for from Every person who calls himself a part of the family of God at Cloverdale Baptist, and I know many people listen to this beyond that. Please hear this as a challenge for you and your local church to do this as well. But here's my challenge for you. Would you choose this year, starting in a few days, if you listen to this when we deliver it, to engage with God, fully devoted to Him, to say with passion, I want to be one who says, Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain, to say, I want to be so gospel-oriented that in view of the mercies of God, Romans 12, 1-2, I will offer my body as a living sacrifice to Him. I'll renew my mind. I'll be prayerfully dependent personally. I'll engage with God and be fully devoted to Him. Would you take an honest look at your life? And then with open hands say, oh God, I want to take off sin and put on righteousness. I want to be loyal to You personally. And with power that comes from You, I want to engage in life in that intimate, all-defining relationship with You. I encourage you to make a commitment this year. I'll define it a little better at the end, to engage with God. Not only that, to engage with God's people. I study God's Word. One of the privileges I have is to do that for you and then to teach you. And one of the things that just reverberates in my thinking and feeling is the passion for which Jesus had for His people to be unified, not only in what He taught, certainly you can see this in John 17, but way beyond as He defines how the church should be. And so I want us as a people to grow deeper in our love for God and one another, to grow wider in the way that each of us uses our gifts to serve the body of Christ, to build the body of Christ, and then a self-sacrificial love that will say, I will choose to be, this is what I tell my staff sometimes, the most mature person in the room, I'll choose to be loyal to Jesus regardless of the feelings I have on the surface, so that I will say, I will love You, I will serve You, I will be a part of helping you see Jesus in me, that will engage with God's people as the priority that God gives it. You know, I was talking with one of my friends, and he was saying, as we come out of what we've gone through in the last few years, what's the most important thing we need? And I think I've shared this with the congregation before, but he said a deeper understanding of the church, a redefining of our ecclesiology. And I agree, God values His church. So let's be those who will commit, and again, I'll make this a little clearer, to engage with God's people, to grow deeper in our love for one another, to grow wider in our service of using our gifts to build the body of Christ, and to have a love for one another that not only, and I think we do this well, but we could sure improve, where everyone who comes into our building would experience the love of God because of the way we love one another. I want us to engage with God in 2023. I want us to engage with God's people in new and fresh ways in 2023. And then to engage with the world. And what I mean by this is that if we had this passion where each one of us who calls Cloverdale Baptist Church home said, I want to be used by God to reach one person, just one person. Obviously, if you have a passion for more than I would love that, but to write that one down and say, God, use me in prayer to influence this person towards Your kingdom. Use me this year to share Your gospel with my life and with my lips. To be one, I think C.S. Lewis made this so clear, who represents You well because my life is holy, it's different than the world, it's pure, it's righteous, and because I display in my life a self-sacrificial love for the bride of Christ and for others, and then to have a real clear understanding of the gospel so that when people ask you the reason for the hope you have in you, you will be able to share it with clarity and conviction, and your life will match what your lips is saying, and we'll see many come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior at Cloverdale Baptist Church. As we enter 2023, I hope that this podcast will help you enter with praise on your lips, overwhelmed that God would use a church like ours to impact millions and millions around the world and continue to see that and growing and increasing and multiplying. That should blow our minds. And then my challenge as we praise is to be a people of prayer, knowing that only with God's help can we accomplish what we've accomplished or accomplish what we dream of. And here's my challenge for you as you make very clear goals. I hope that's my encouragement to you for 2023. Goal number one, I will live my life for Jesus personally. I will engage with Him in such a way that my life will be driven and defined by my relationship with Him. Now, I encourage you as you kind of think that through in your own words to put feet on it that are clear and practical and measurable, so that you'll spend time in prayer and in the Word and relationally growing all of the time. You'll put reminders around yourself so that you'll practice His presence, as Brother Lawrence would say it, and you'll be a person who is constantly going to Him in prayer and hearing from Him from His Word. I'll be a person in 2023 who grows deeper in my relationship with God. I'll engage with God. My second goal for you, I will serve God's people. I'll engage with God's people, discover my spiritual gift and use it to serve. Come to church looking for someone or more to love self-sacrificially and together to grow deeper, to share what I'm learning from God's Word Sunday mornings and beyond and discipleship classes and those things, growth groups with others. I'll engage with God's people. And then the third goal I would love for you to set as you enter into 2023 as a part of our family, I will seek to identify one person, maybe more if you have the gift of evangelism, but for each of us, I'll identify one person, and then I will seek to reach that one person. So that if somebody said to you from our church family, who's your one? You could answer with a name, and you could answer with a prayer, and you could answer with a life that is being lived in the presence and power of God in such a way that it displays the beauty of the gospel. And then in that commitment that you would learn how to share the gospel in a clear way, and that that clarity marked by the convictions of your life would see this church continue to bear fruit in the area of evangelism. So as we enter 2023, praise God. Wow, has He done a lot. Live with passion for Him, because in His strength, for His glory, He can use us way beyond our potential. And the significance of this church family, already so powerful and overwhelming, could get even greater and reverberate through all eternity because of God's choice to use people like you. Welcome to 2023. Praise God and engage with all of your passion to serve Him this coming year.